the book Hebrews, part 336. I'm Professor Hans Rezinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you maybe require the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, the one that was translated in 1860 by Dr. Joseph Briant Rotterdam, which is the best English stroke Hebrew Bible you can lay your hands on. It's no use having a Hebrew Bible or a Greek Bible and it does not explain what happens. So the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible explains the names, the most ancient Hebrew sacred names that was used in the Bible. This doesn't make us a Hebrew group or a Messianic group or anything. We don't do the 613 laws of Moses. We don't do the Sabbath, the feast, the New Year of the Hebrew people, the exodus from Egypt. No. We live according to the New Testament. We use the Old Testament for references. But the Bible says it was made none in void. Revelation 7 verse 8, and you can read it. The Bible is available. Should you require any information, you can contact me 0722-367-124. That's plus 27 international code. Or just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you're always so very welcome. Please go to part 1 and start from the beginning because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different messages, studies, and also our TikTok messages, which is weekly, Monday to Friday. Share this link with all your friends and family, everyone that's dear to you. Make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a wonderful occasion. Unto Yahushua all the honor and the glory. We're busy with Hebrews 13 verse 4. Hebrews 13 verse 4. Now Apostle Paul draws our attention to our marriage. He says marriage, and I want to say marriage is honorable in all. And that's why we declare until death do us part. And it's not when there's a first argument that's in after being married, your first argument, you want to kill her, or she wants to kill you because you said death do us part. No, 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 she will stay for the next 60 years. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. And this is so important. It happens so easily that the neighbor's wife may defile your bed, or you may defile her bed. The Bible says that marriage is honorable. We have committed before Yahweh and the congregation, it's forever. I say, and the bed undefiled. It's so easily today with the setup in life, especially with the laws that's there that makes divorce so easy. And just to cut your marriage off. He says, but the old mangus, listen to the word that Apostle Paul is using, he's using two blunt words wat een hol mank is, in een adulterist, Jaffa will judge. So this whole mongers is those that's chasing after the horse. Paul dance on a Friday night or a in the week. Strip teasers and it's a sin before Jaffa. This is what it calls whole mongers. An adult, adult wrist, Jaffa will judge. Why? Because said we must keep our beds clean. As far as said, let your conversation, though this led your, who's the your? The bride of Yahshua. Those that says that we are full-blooded, your fist with a free. Let your conversation be without comfort, controversiness. With comfort, controversies. Controversiness. Keep it. Don't talk with two tongues. Let your conversation be true and holy before Yahshua. Our word must have value. In many years ago, even in South Africa, I'm talking 300-400 years ago, a handshake was the honor of a man. The people of that time would do a a million dollar transaction or a million rand transaction by just shaking a hand, not even signing a contract. Their word, both their words, both parties, was good enough, was strong enough to stand on and trustworthy. Today we don't trust nobody's word. If they say good morning, you must walk out and see where's the sun. Because we're living in the time of the great lies. And lying has become so part of life that people does it without even blinking. Let your conversation be without controversiousness. And be content with such things as you have. Be grateful for what you have. I'm so grateful for what Jaffa has given to us. This ministry that he brought to us, where we can be a small part of. The time that we are granted to study the word, do research. I just finished another book in Afrikaans. The book Hebreus, Waarheid of Leens, that's in Afrikaans. Sounds like I'm speaking in a tongue. 500-page A5 book. It's so important for us today that we be content with what we have. Everything, I always say, everything that we have is a gift out of Father's hand. What about you? It's a gift out of heaven. I said it for many, many years. I was a businessman for more than 43 years. I always said, the business that I have belongs to Jaffa, our Elohim. At that time we called him Lord. We didn't know better, or God. And I have to stand in charge of that which was dedicated to me. I've got to give response. I need to be accountable for that which we have. And that's why we can't mess with anything that we have. Why? Because we are accountable before Yahweh El Elohim. He's the owner. We are only the managers. Hallelujah. How wonderful is that? To know that we are in His hands and nobody can take us out of His hands. Let your conversation with our controversiousness and be content with such things as you have. Now listen, for He that said. Now who is speaking here? For He that said. That H, for He, must be a capital H. That's Yahweh. But because it's a small letter, it is actually pushing our thoughts in the wrong direction. For He, Yahweh, has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Hallelujah. Through the time of trials and tribulations, Yahweh or Yahushua, through the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh, will be there. That's a promise. He says, I will never leave you. I will never leave you, thee. I will never forsake thee. Although I go through a valley of death, I shall fear no evil. Why? Because He will not leave you. Yahushua said, those that Yahweh, my Father, has given in my hands, nobody can take them from me. Nobody can rip them out of my hands. I always say, and I've said it before, the only way I can get out of Yahushua's hands is when I remove myself from His hand by committing my life to sin again. Why will we want to walk beside Him if we can walk in Him? That's a very nice thought. I think this must be our thought for the day. Why will we want to walk beside Him? Where we can be in Him. He says, if you can't walk, I will carry you. I will never leave thee or forsake thee. I will not turn my back on you. But we as humans, we turn our back on Him. Although He paid the full price many centuries ago, more than 2,000 years ago, He paid the full price. He suffered, His blood was shed for us. He was bruised for our iniquities. He bore our sins and sorrows. And by His stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53, verse 1 to 8. By His stripes we are healed this morning. By His stripes there's redemption. By His blood there's grace. He has paid the price already. All we need to do is commit. And if we have committed before, we need to live and walk in holiness every day of our life. What a message. To know that He says, He promised, He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. Even if we walk through the valley of death, and that's not Hades, because as born again souls, we don't go to Hades. We go directly into paradise, which is the third heaven, if we should die before the coming of Yahushua, the Parousia. Hallelujah. What a wonderful word this morning. Sometimes in life, I know I was there in business for 43 years. And this business is not always moonshine and roses. Don't let nobody tell you that. It's up and down. It's never just a straight line. And even marriage, I do want to say here, because He spoke to us about marriage this morning. Marriage is not just a straight line. If it's just a straight line, something is wrong. You have your ups and downs. But after every uphill, there's a downhill. And when you go downhill, it's easier. When you go onto the uphill, and that's why we must have Yahshua in our lives. The anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh. So that's after the downhill and we hit the uphill, that we have somebody to depend upon except ourselves. But the longer we walk the road of marriage, the easier it becomes. So much easier in understanding. Understanding each other, especially when both parties is grounded and they are based upon the gospel of Yahshua and His love. Makes it so much easier. The promise is, I will never leave thee and I will never forsake thee. In this day, let us make this our theme. As long as I walk in His grace, He will not leave me. As long as I walk in His fullness of His love, He will not forsake me. Until tomorrow morning, if His Father's will, Maranatha. Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.